Hi, everyone. Welcome to Flock Talk. I'm Aaron Morgan.
And I'm Jordan Sloggett.
And we work for the farmer members of the Ontario Sheep Farmers Organization.
This week, we are discussing marketing strategies with Josh Groves. Josh is with the Purebred Sheep Breeders of Ontario.
Welcome, Josh. Thanks for joining Flock Talk.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, Josh, before we get started, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your farmer operation?
Yeah, so my wife and two daughters, as well as my parents, we run a 200-acre farm just outside of Brantford. We run purebred Suffolk, Dorsets, Horn Dorsets, and Oxfords. We market those as purebred show stock, seed stock, and as well as market lambs.
Excellent.
Now, Josh, can you speak to the main goals and initiatives of the Purebred Sheep Breeding Association, especially in terms of promoting purebred sheep breeding in Ontario?
Yeah, so the PSBO, their main goal is always on the youth. We feel like the youth is kind of the future, and we know all great organizations that have success have made the youth priority. They're the ones that are going to keep things moving. They're the ones that keep things interesting. You know, like I remember, like if it wasn't for the PSBO and the sheep industry, it wouldn't be where I am now today. And so I know the PSBO has always kind of made that a main priority. But we also want to make sure that there's an outlet to buy purebred animals. And, you know, you're not just buying off Facebook Marketplace and Kijiji and that. You know, you're buying for reputable breeders that you're going to get a sound animal that you can go back to that breeder. And if there's any issues, that's going to be taken care of. And you can buy with confidence and just a place that we can also educate our members on, you know, keeping that integrity in breeding purebred animals.
Excellent. So can you tell us a little bit more about that education? So the Purebred Sheep Breeders Association, I'm sure, has a number of educational opportunities throughout the year if a farmer is interested in participating in your organization. So can you tell us about that, both for the youth and for the members of PSBO?
Yeah, so the PSBO is holding an event on June 29th and 30th this year. As we're going to call it the Flock Fusion, and it's primarily for the youth as a education seminar as well as a show, but we're kind of trying to open it up for anyone that wants to come in interested. We're trying to get some more talks too for the adults, as well as some hands-on stuff through. We have a veterinary coming in, a nutritionist, as well as some other members that just have a lot of skills in that, showing how to clip and how to, you know, ram selection and stuff like that. So really hoping to get a good turnout, opening up to anybody that wants to come and listen. You don't have to be a youth. You don't have to be, you know, a PSBO member. Just come out and learn and kind of socialize with everyone else and get involved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sounds like a great way to get to know the organization if you're interested.
Yeah. And it's a completely free event too. So yeah, we're just hoping everyone good turnout and everyone will come out and enjoy it.
Fantastic.
Mm. And speaking of that event, I understand that PSBO organizes several events such as the All Canada Classic Sheep Show and Sale. Can you discuss the significance of events like that for members and what it means for the broader sheep farming community to be able to get together?
Yeah. So when the Classic comes to, as if anyone doesn't know, the Classic rotates through provinces. And when it comes to Ontario, I don't know, I just find it just a special event. You know, I've been to the Classics all over Canada, but I don't know, when it just comes to Ontario, it's just a completely different atmosphere. It just gives, you know, our purebred breeders of Ontario just kind of gives us a chance to kind of show off the quality and get these animals, you know, across the country and to different flocks and to try to, you know, make our stamp on the Canadian lamb market and the Canadian purebred sheep breeders.
Excellent. Now, you have other sales throughout the year, right?
Yeah. So even in our this year with our Flock Fusion, we also have are going to do an online sale. So any member can enter animals and it'll be online, as well as the animals are encouraged to be at the event. So if you want to come and get your hands on them or talk to the breeders, but that'll all be posted on the website as well. And as well as going to be online through DLMS.
Excellent. So you have a scholarship program, right? Offered through PSBO. So what are the objectives of that program And how does that contribute to the overall development of the sheep industry?
Yeah, so we've got scholarship program. We give out 2 scholarships a year, and you don't have to be a Purebred Sheep Breeders Ontario member. We do ask, you know, what is your relationship to a PSBO member? But yeah, it's just a way of the Purebred Breeders just being able to give back to the future of the industry and to encourage them to be more involved. So that scholarship goes out, and it needs to be, the deadline is October 31st, but that is all listed on the Purebred Sheep Breeders of Ontario website. But it's just another way that, you know, the breeders and the members have just tried to kind of give back to the next group of young people.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Josh, can you speak to how PSBO is helping its members in maintaining rigorous selection and genetic performance among their flocks?
So yeah, so PSBO is trying to do the education of kind of teaching members of what we should be looking for and how to be picking for rams and ewes, and not everyone has their own certain type and kind they want to breed, but we still need to make sure they're structurally correct and they're sound animals. And we want to make sure that when members or other people are buying from a PSBO member, that they know they're getting a good animal that's sound, and that there's a guarantee behind that animal, and they're not said just picking up something off a marketplace offline that, or out of a sale bar or something, that they know they're going to get some quality behind it and an association that'll stand behind that as well.
Josh, I just want to build on that. We have a registration system in Canada for purebred stock, and we also have Genovis that tracks traits. Can you talk a little bit about how those national systems work when you're a purebred sheep breeder? Like, how does a farmer who's buying purebred stock really know that it's purebred?
So all the sheep that are purebred and need to be registered, they're registered for the Canadian Livestock Records. And that is also associated with the Canadian Sheep Breeders Association. Now, how Genovis falls into that, I know a lot of our members are involved in the Genovis system. I'm not a big expert on that system, but just even with the CLRC, there is guarantees with that as well. There's breeding guarantees that, you know, if a member has something or buys an animal that is registered, you know, there is a guarantee on that breeder needs to make that right. And that's why it's nice to have that kind of that background and that kind of that guarantee, you know, that warranty system that the CLRC kind of has built into the registrations.
Right. So if you're buying a purebred Dorset that has papers, then you can be confident that that really is a purebred animal.
Yes.
Excellent. So tell me about what you guys see as the challenges that are faced by the purebred sheep breeders in Ontario today, and how PSBO is supporting their members in some of the challenges that you're facing.
Yes, PSBO, we have our website, and we list all our members and on a breed directory, as well as we do a paper copy of that as well and distribute that. The big thing we want to do is we want to make sure that there's collaboration between other associations, you know, OSF, CSBA, CLRC, the other provincial, you know, purebred breeders of the rest of Canada. You know, we're all in this together. And this is the big thing, is we just need to collaborate. And that's kind of our big goal, is to collaborate as well as make the youth a priority. And, you know, it's trying to give our members a place to, you know, sell their purebred stock and, you know, be able to stand proud of that. That's a purebred sheep breeder from an Ontario.
So Josh, looking forward, what are some of the upcoming initiatives or changes that yourself and the wider PSBO team are excited about?
Yeah, really excited about this flock fusion. We kind of put it out last year, kind of put it out there and tried to kind of build on it. And I think the members and the committee are really excited about this event and just kind of hoping to kind of just bring more people into it. And we don't want it to be looked at as just a youth show. I mean, it's an education event that we hope to give back to, you know, the Ontario sheep breeders, you know, anyone, like, I don't care if you have a purebred animal on the farm, you know, come out and, you know, learn something from one of these vets or nutritionists, you know, this is free info, and there's not too often you can do that. But yeah, we want to make the youth a priority, but we also know that, you know, there's not just youth that need to be educated and that to be able to learn something. So we're excited about this event. Kind of, I think the whole committee as a board is really pushing the youth and just to make that our main priority, but to give the members a place to sell good livestock and to get our animals out. You know, we do the sale online, which has been nice because I think it reaches, you know, the other provinces and into US, you know, easier, and just kind of gives everyone a good place to go.
Well, Josh, we definitely believe at Ontario Sheep Farmers that the purebred breeders are important to the future of the Ontario sheep flock. And we're super interested in helping other people who sheep farmers who might want to become purebred breeders find the right resources. So can you tell us a little bit about how somebody might learn more if they're interested in becoming a purebred sheep breeder?
Yeah, if they want to go to our website, it's psbo.ca. And if you want to go on the contact list, and you can either contact our secretary, Joan Finley, and has her email there, her phone number, as well as Jim Young, our chair, his number's on there, as well as his email. My number and email's there. Feel free to reach out to us, ask any questions. And yeah, our membership is very, very minute. I mean, I think it's $25 for a year. For that, you get online listings and as well as the benefits. So it's not a big cost to become a member, but I think it's a great organization that's growing and trying to look forward to the future.
Mm-hmm. It's a great call to action for our listeners. Well, Josh, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
And thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Join us next Wednesday for our education-themed interview with Delma Kennedy from OMAFRA, who's going to talk to us about the Genovis program. Hey, Jordan, what's coming up on the Ontario Sheep Farmers calendar?
Well, we have a couple events that people should be aware of. On the evening of May 16th, District 6 is hosting a RAM selection seminar with Kim Schneider in Innisfil. On the evening of May 23rd, we hope that you will join districts 2, 3, and 5 for a tour of Don Lewis's solar and sheep farm. That's in Holstein, Ontario. The evening will include a tour of the Lewis farm, where solar energy and land production are naturally suited partners for income diversity and increased value per acre. Mike Carter from Agrivoltaics Canada will present more information about opportunities to graze sheep on solar sites in Ontario following that tour. And on May 18th to 19th, we have our OHS Fleece Assessment Workshop. That's in Dunvegan, Ontario, at the Glengarry Pioneer Museum. And the instructor for that will be Susie Gorley. For more information on these events and all future events, please visit our website at ontariosheep.org/events.
If you enjoyed our podcast, please subscribe to your podcast app to receive alerts to future episodes. And please share this episode with your sheep farming friends.
For more Ontario Sheep Farmers content, follow us on social media at Ontario Sheep Farmers on Instagram and Facebook, and at Ontario Sheep on X, formerly Twitter, and visit our website at ontariosheep.org.